Well, hello, advanced listeners. Thank you for joining us today. We are in the middle of February right now, and we have our health article for you. Now, the title of our article is A New Take on an Old Theme. So we're going to look at something that you may know a lot about or have heard about and look at it from a different angle. But I am not alone in my quest today to explore these topics. No, I have some great panelists with me on the show today. So, to my left, I have...
This is Josh, everybody. Very nice to be here.
Good to have you here, Josh. Are these themes familiar to you?
These themes are familiar to me, and I'm always looking for new takes on old things, so I'm very interested in today's article.
Good, then I have the right people on the show. And to my right, I have...
I am Linda C. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Josh. I'm glad to be here today, and I look forward to exploring these themes with you.
Thanks for joining us. Now, we also have another panelist with us. We are very privileged to have Jocelyn here with us today. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us as
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing your take on some of these things, too. Now, is health important to you, Josh?
Health is very important to me, so I know that my health and my happiness go hand in hand, as we say, and so I really like to keep on top of my own health in order to stay happy.
Good, good. And what about you, Linda? Is health important to you?
Yes, very important, but I think I probably need to pay more attention to just maintaining my health and doing things that will better my health.
Right. Yeah, recently we had a health check with our company.
Yes,
right?
We did.
And that was a good way to find out whether we are looking after ourselves mm-hmm. or we have some room for improvement.
Right.
But it is always good to get a health check just to see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what about you, Jocelyn? Is health important to you?
To me, I know health is important, but I don't really have healthy habits, so...
She's so honest.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Very honest. Well, of course, there's always room for improvement,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we learn a lot today. Now, on the first day of our health article, we are actually looking at a therapy called cryotherapy. That is the fancy scientific way to say you're freezing your body, right? Or you're exposing your body to freezing temperatures in order to make it well or to restore the body. In our deck, we say, learn how freezing the body and laughter are good for you. But our first day, we're going to look at cryotherapy specifically. Now, for our panelists, is cryotherapy something you'd heard about before, Linda?
I have heard about it, and... more of an extreme way, like people freezing their bodies, maybe to be unfrozen later on, decades later, to come back to life, or when they discover a cure for their particular ailment, maybe then they would be able to live longer. So in extreme cases like that. But I've just heard about it to be used as therapy, but I don't know that much about it. But
right.
Look forward to learning more.
Right.
Today.
Yeah, it's a new scientific research or rehabilitation. What about you, Josh? Had you heard much about it?
Well, I haven't really heard a lot about cryotherapy. Now, like Linda, I've heard of people having themselves frozen when they were, you know, subject to mortal disease or one that they didn't have cure for and
that's
hope that maybe...
That's cryogenics, right?
That's like cryogenics, right? Mm-hmm. But not cryotherapy, right?
Right.
So I, of course, have injured myself many times, so I'm very used to putting ice on areas that have been injured. Mm-hmm. But I have not really looked at cryotherapy like they've discussed here in the article.
Right, it really is harnessing the freezing temperatures that we would have used, you know, for ice pudding, you know, putting ice on your injury, and just harnessing that and then using it all over your body. So let's find out more about it as we go into today's first reading. If you're with us in our advanced magazine, you can turn to page 28. If you're on your electronic device, please join us in our health article, and we are going to take our reading from the first column, line 1.
A new take on an old theme. learn how freezing the body and laughter are good for you. Some people are freezing for fitness using cryotherapy, but is it safe? Scott Young, a licensed chiropractor in California, discovered cryotherapy while living in Europe. The idea, he said, is to optimize the body's own healing potential. Extreme cold causes blood vessels near the skin surface to narrow and then open, sending blood to vital organs. The result, Young said, is reduced inflammation and help with skin conditions such as eczema. In a 14-page review conducted last year, the National Center for Biotechnology Information is more circumspect. It concludes cryotherapy is relatively safe, but says the treatment remains in its infancy. Controlled studies suggest that whole-body cryotherapy could have a positive influence on inflammatory mediators, antioxidant capacity, and autonomic function during sporting recovery. However, these findings are preliminary.
Well, advanced listeners, if you're joining us right now, we are looking at a health article for the month of February, and we are looking at cryotherapy. Cryotherapy is a specialized term, and it says that it uses very low temperatures in surgery and medical therapy. But at the beginning of this paragraph, we are introduced to a man called Scott Young, and he lives in California, and he is a licensed chiropractor. Josh, what is a chiropractor?
Well, a chiropractor is somebody who studies the position of bones in the skeleton and how they move out of alignment and how that affects the body and your health and how to physically manipulate the bones back into alignment in order to give you a better sense of general well-being but also to fix specific health problems.
Have you yourself ever been to a chiropractor?
I have. I have a couple friends who are actually practicing chiropractors, and one of them did do adjustments on me, and I have to admit that when he was done, I definitely felt much, much, much better. It's a little bit surprising because you can hear a pop as things are moved around, which seems extremely loud, and it sounds like something is maybe moving in a way that it shouldn't be. Right. But afterwards, there's a lot of relief from pain and discomfort. And I have to admit, it really did make a positive difference.
I would agree with that. Yeah, the times that I've been to the chiropractor have been when my neck has not been aligned. I have an old injury. And when I'm not doing well, I'm not sleeping well, maybe not feeling well, and I can feel it in my neck. So I'll go to the chiropractor, and like you said, that sound can be a bit disconcerting. But once it's back in alignment, you feel so great. It feels like a burden is lifted off your shoulders, not to mention your spine, right? Well, Scott Young, he is a chiropractor. He lives in California, but he discovered cryotherapy while living in Europe. Linda, what does he go on to say?
He says that the idea behind cryotherapy is to optimize the body's own healing potential.
What do we mean by the word optimize?
To increase or to get the most out of the body's healing potential.
Right. Yeah, we have other words like optimal. Right. And it's just to get the best out of it. And so this is what cryotherapy does. But how does it do it, Josh?
Well, so what he says here is that extreme cold causes blood vessels near the skin surface to narrow and then open, which then sends blood to vital organs. And the idea here is that that fresh blood then also helps optimize or increase the body's ability to heal itself.
You know, that's very interesting that extreme cold does that. When we think of circulation, oftentimes we're thinking about how we need to be warmer, right? And how we need to help the blood circulate the body. And of course, heat does do that. But then we didn't think the opposite could also be true of doing that, right? That it causes these blood vessels to get to the skin surface, and then as they narrow and then open again, it rushes into those vital organs, giving them the oxygen that they need, right? Now, what does cryotherapy do, Jocelyn, according to Scott Young?
The cryotherapy reduces inflammation and helps with skin conditions such as eczema.
Okay, good. So reducing inflammation in turn reduces pain, right? Because pain comes about from the inflammation that's happening either within the organs or within the area of concern. And it can help here. It says it helps with things like skin conditions, such as eczema. Are you familiar with eczema, Linda?
I am. I fortunately haven't had it myself, but my siblings have had. And it's an inflammation of the skin and often characterized by redness or itchiness and very dry skin. And I just remember when we were younger, my younger siblings, they would always be like scratching. Their skin was always itchy, and it can be very painful because if you don't know how to control your scratching, or because it's itchy, then it can cause serious skin, like skin damage.
Right.
And if you don't treat it properly or get help for it, then it can continue. It can be a lifelong problem.
Right. Wow. Okay. So here, cryotherapy is able to reduce the inflammation of the skin in that case. Well, we see that a review was conducted last year by the National Center for Biotechnology Information. What do we learn about this review, Josh?
Well, we learned that the review is a little bit more circumspect about the results of this type of therapy. So what that means is, and it is in our vocabulary focus, it means that they're a little bit more careful not to take risks. So in this particular instance, it means that the Institute for the National Center for Biotechnology Information is a little bit more careful to say conclusively that these do have those benefits.
Right. And that perhaps is because we're dealing with very low temperatures. Right. So they can be very dangerous if not dealt with safely.
Exactly.
And actually, what did it conclude, the review? What did the review conclude?
It concluded that cryotherapy is relatively safe, but they do emphasize that this kind of treatment is still in its infancy. It's still in the initial stages. So we don't know everything there is to know about it. And so there should be caution when trying this out.
Okay, good. All right. Well, what else did they learn about the controlled studies that they underwent?
Well, they say here that they've done these controlled studies and that these studies suggest that cryotherapy could have a positive influence on a couple of different systems here, right? So including inflammatory mediators, antioxidant capacity, autonomic function. So these are all different systems in the body that have to deal with healing and regeneration, right?
Right. Yeah, there's some big words there, aren't there? Inflammatory mediators, we put that in our specialized terms because that's not an easy thing to understand, but it does have to do with at a cellular level of the body. You can see that there. Again, when you think of the word inflammatory, coming from inflame, right is to increase the inflammation of something. And we've talked about that. Your skin can become inflamed. Your vital organs can become inflamed, which in turn causes pain. So, of course, we are trying to reduce that. So we see cryotherapy helps to reduce that. Antioxidant, Linda, we've talked about antioxidant before.
Right, and antioxidants are substances which slow down the rate at which something decays because of the oxidization. And antioxidants are good. Like, we want to eat more of that, which you can find in fruits and vegetables because they protect the body from these free radicals, which are harmful, and they they damage our cells. So increasing our antioxidant capacity would be a positive thing.
Yeah, and also our autonomic function. Josh, what is our autonomic function?
Well, autonomic function is basically sort of all of the involuntary reactions that your body has. So that's the way that your body works without you having to think about it.
Good, right? Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of involuntary. What would be something that we do involuntary?
Well, it would include our blood pressure, breathing, our body temperature.
Yeah.
Those things are involuntary.
Good. Blood circulation, things like that. So they're very important to our survival, right? So if cryotherapy can help improve these things, then this will be great for us to be able to recover better. And especially during sporting recovery, it says in its findings. But what do we learn about these findings, Jocelyn? At the very end, it says these findings are what?
These findings are preliminary.
What does that mean?
They're still at a very early stage, and we need to be careful about them.
Okay, good. So earlier we said the treatment remains in its infancy, and this is another way to say that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's learn a little bit more as we go into our next reading for today.
Keeping it simple for now. Until further research is available, the report continues, athletes should remain cognizant that less expensive modes of cryotherapy, such as local ice pack application or cold water immersion, offer comparable physiological and clinical effects. Last year, Bryce Henson opened OC Cryo Spa in Yorba Linda, California. He explained he got into cryotherapy first as an amateur athlete, and then as a trainer. He does 3 sessions a week. It really helps with recovery, mood, and sleep, Henson said. I can work and train harder. His clients include people with fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, and arthritis.
Well, listeners, if you're joining us for our February health article, we are looking at cryotherapy today. And cryotherapy is using very low temperatures in surgery or in medical therapy. And so far, we've been talking about how it can help the body to recover either from pain or from injury a lot faster than has previously been done. But of course, we're also learning that the scientific studies are saying that we still need to be careful and check that this is a relatively safe therapy, but that there is hope that this therapy will be able to help a lot of things to do with our body. But for now, this next paragraph says, keeping it simple for now. Josh, what do we mean when we say something is for now?
Well, we just mean for the immediate future or just for right now, basically.
Right. Good. Yeah. So keep it simple. That's something we often say, keep it simple. But what are we learning about here, Linda?
Well, until further research is available, athletes should remain cognizant that less expensive modes of cryotherapy are available. And the word cognizant means to be aware of or to take something into consideration. So know that these other more well-known or traditional modes of cryotherapy are available, such as local ice pack application or cold water immersion, which Josh already mentioned that he has used before. They offer comparable psychological and clinical effects. So you can get the same.
Right, because we learned that these studies are still in their infancy, right? And so it's not, maybe it's not available to the everyday person quite yet. We're getting there, but not quite. So they're saying use the old style methods of this cold, you're using the cold in recovery first. And like you mentioned, we talked about ice pack application. Josh, have you used ice packs before?
I definitely have injured myself more times than I care to count. And I have always ended up using ice packs as part of the recovery process. That's for sure.
Is this through sporting events or Hiking Mount Everest?
All the above. I was very active all throughout my life. I still am. And from sports injuries to skiing to snowboarding to hiking to just stupid accidents. It's involved a lot of ice in my life.
So ice is a friend of yours.
Ice is definitely a friend of mine.
And that's actually something you were taught in first aid, right? To use ice as part of our recovery in an emergency as well. But also cold water immersion. Have you done that, Josh?
Well, I've done cold water immersion, but not so much as a therapeutic method, right? Or at least I wasn't aware of that. I wasn't injured and then jumping into the cold water as a way to recover. But I have done cold water swims, and I have to admit, once you're done with a cold water swim and you're back into the warm sun, you feel alive and vibrant like you have never experienced. So it's like a little bit of an addicting process.
Well, and I think that is why we see it offers a comparable physiological and clinical effect to that of cryotherapy.
I have a question for Josh. So when you did these cold water swims, was it in the winter?
So there were some that were in the winter. Okay. There were some that was not really in the winter, but it was water runoff, so melt water from glaciers, right? So it was actually in the summertime, but the water was really close to freezing cold.
Okay, but after you got out, you could defrost in the sun.
Defrost definitely felt like what it was happening, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we learned that last year, Bryce Henson, he opened a cryo spa, which is a place where you can get cryotherapy done. He said that he first did his cryotherapy as an amateur athlete, so he's not professional, and then a trainer. He's been doing 3 sessions a week. And Jocelyn, what does he say it's helped him with?
He says it helps with recovery, mood, and sleep.
Okay, and it also helps him to work and train harder. He has clients that have a variety of problems with their health, and it's helped them a lot too. But what do we do if we want to give it a go? Well, let's look at our last paragraph for today.
Giving it a go. I visited the ice lab in Costa Mesa, California. Owner Monica Zibrida tests a client's blood pressure before allowing the woman into the chamber. With the manufacturers and distributors warning against clients with especially high blood pressure, the procedure is standard. In the early evening, I climb in the cryo tank and frozen nitrogen engulfs me. The canister reads 250 degrees below zero. The seconds tick by. After 1 minute, my skin is cold. 2 minutes in, I start to shiver. At 3 minutes, I step out. My skin temperature reads 40 degrees. It's exhilarating, even fun. But has my body changed? For that, I'm told, I'll need more sessions.
Well, listeners, we see that in our article today, our author had tried out the cryotherapy. He went to a cryotherapy establishment called Ice Lab, which is a pretty catchy name, in Costa Mesa in California. It's owned by Monica Zibrita. Well, she tests a person before they go in for their cryotherapy. And what is of concern to her, Josh?
Well, the concern is that for people who have high blood pressure, that the process of going into the chamber could be dangerous.
Right. So that's a good thing to remember if this is something perhaps you feel interested in, just to consider if you have high blood pressure, then this perhaps is not the procedure that would be good for you. But what did the author experience while in the cryo tank, Linda?
Well, after he climbed into the tank, frozen nitrogen engulfed him, which just surrounded him, covered him completely. And the temperature went down as low as 250 degrees below zero.
which is very, very cold. Well, yes. He says the seconds ticked by. So he's talking about the time. A minute, his skin went cold. 2 minutes, and he started to shiver. That means to shake in your body because you're cold. But at 3 minutes, he stepped out, and his skin temperature was at 40 degrees. But how did he feel, Josh?
He felt exhilarated and even like the process was fun.
Sounds similar to your cold water immersions.
Yeah. It does sound very similar to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he asked the question, has my body changed? Well, what did Monica tell him?
Well, that he'd need more sessions.
Well, we're not sure about how much it's costing him to do this. I don't know if it'd be cheaper to go into the Glacier Lakes, but of course it perhaps is closer to home for a person. But do you think this is something you'd like to try, Josh?
I'd be willing to give it a try. You know, there's a hard to substitute going into a beautiful glacial lake, but at the same time, you know, you don't really get the 250 degrees below zero treatment. So it'd be interesting to see how much of an effect that would have.
Right. What about you, Linda?
I'm not so sure. I don't like subjecting my body to anything extreme. I don't even really like taking cold showers, so this might be a little too extreme for me.
What about you, Jocelyn? Would you like to give it a go?
I don't think so. Being engulfed by frozen nitrogen doesn't sound like fun.
No, I know it doesn't sound like fun, but perhaps if you are experiencing a lot of pain in your body due to different medical conditions, if this could alleviate that pain, then perhaps it's well worth it. Well, we hope, listeners, that we've introduced you to a different therapy you may not have known something about before. Perhaps you have done your ice packs or your cold water immersion. What did you learn from today's article? We would love to hear your feedback. Is cryotherapy something you would give a go? Would you give it a go? Let us know. You can contact us at studioclassroom.com. And if you would like more information, you can also check out our QR codes at the top of page 28 in our topic talks. We've appreciated you joining us today and learning something new. But that's it from me.
Linda.
Josh.
And
Jocelyn.
We'll say goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.